70-year-old Marianne Welsh has always wanted to pass down the two-bedroom Sunnyvale home she inherited from her mom to her seven grandchildren. So imagine how she felt when she went to her mailbox in 2016.
I opened a letter.
It contained completed paperwork to buy her house.
I was surprised because it's not for rent or for sale or for anything.
The letter offered to pay Welsh $750,000 for a house that is a young techie's dream, a house that is within walking distance of Apple, Google, and LinkedIn, and a house that is worth more than $1.5 million. The letter even came complete with directions on where the sender hoped Welsh would sign her consent to sell.
That makes me very, very, very angry, to say the least. If they're doing it to me, they're going to be doing it to others.
They are.
We've been seeing an uptick in cases that involve direct solicitations to elderly homeowners to sell their homes, potentially for well below fair market value.
No official statewide stats exist on real estate fraud against seniors, but anecdotally, prosecutors across California, like Santa Clara County Deputy District Attorney Cherie Ballard, says it's enough of a problem to merit warning the elderly. She believes California's superheated housing market is what is driving scammers. So is the age of their targets.
And they remember buying their home for $40,000, but in these crazy upswings of market value, they have no idea that their property might be worth $800,000, $1 million, $2 million.
Real estate opportunists find their prey trolling public records. Santa Clara County Real Estate Fraud Coordinator Duane Shuaga says they then target seniors with flyers, sometimes asking ominous questions like these.
Do you want to cash out before war with North Korea breaks out?
Or,
third notice, how much longer before I hear from you? And the homeowner says, hey, I never got a first or second notice.
It took two notices to 84-year-old Carol Law and her 89-year-old husband, George, offering to buy their one-acre lot in eastern San Diego County before they got mad. They estimate the land is worth $50,000. They were offered $800 in cash.
The first time, I thought it was just a stupid joke. The second time, I thought, this guy's up to something.
He can send out hundreds of those. You hit once, you make a fortune.
They speculated the person carefully picked them to lowball.
It looked like he was just thinking, okay, these guys have had this since 1979. They're very old now. They probably are a little goofy.
Prosecutors say some scammers go door to door to find senior homeowners, or they go to public places, even churches. And strangers aren't the only ones trying to steal real estate from the elderly. Relatives try too. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says seniors and sincere relatives should be aware of these scams. He urged people to report real estate fraud quickly. And he suggests that seniors save every document in case a real estate deal goes south.
And always keep good evidence, keep your records, and know that there are people you can turn to who, for a living, try to protect our community.
In San Diego, I'm Amita Sharma.